Well, we all recall that during the first COVID lockdown this year, serious concerns were raised over the care being given to vulnerable people in nursing homes. The HSE and the government promised that similar issues would not arise during lockdown too. But in the past hour, the Dáil has heard of new issues surrounding a nursing home in the west of the country. Speaking under Dáil privilege during leaders' questions, independent TD for Roscommon Galway, Michael Fitzmaurice, said he's aware of a nursing home in his constituency where a significant COVID-19 outbreak has occurred. He told Thornaisce and Fine Gael leader Leo Varadkar about what has happened.
I got a phone call from a director of nursing who was distressed, who felt helpless, who was actually crying because they couldn't do anything because they were isolating. A nursing home in my constituency, which is 27 residents, 25 has tested positive. Unfortunately, one of the residents has died. 8 nursing staff, 7 has tested positive. 11 care assistants, 10 of them has tested positive. And they went through the protocols and contacted the HSE. The words they were told was, don't panic, get agency staff. Well, there was no agency staff. And the one nurse and the one care assistant that hasn't tested positive done 14 hours yesterday. The HSE promised staff this morning and nobody showed up. 2 people has now this morning been admitted to hospital. And this nursing home is looking at having to send the rest of the patients into hospital because the HSE did not send any staff to help them out. The spin that came from the HSE to all of us politicians of what would be done when our elderly are in trouble has not been adhered to.
I'm afraid I don't have any information about the nursing home that you raise, and I don't have any information on the current situation there, so you'll forgive me if it's not possible for me to comment on it or answer your questions without knowing any of the facts. But I'll certainly make inquiries about it, but without knowing anything about the nursing home or anything about what's happening there, it would be inappropriate for me to try to answer questions about something about which I have no knowledge.
Thornaisce, you have said that you don't know the facts. I am giving you the facts.
Michael Fitzmaurice, and just before him, Thornaisce Leo Varadkar. Let's talk to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, obviously this is a very concerning case raised by Deputy Fitzmaurice in the Dáil just in the last hour or so. Some details laid on the Dáil record there by him, but obviously a lot more information to emerge, presumably, before we'd see any further response from the government or the HSE.
Yeah, it strikes me, Brian, that there's 2 aspects to this. The first relates to what happened, and the facts as given by Michael Fitzmaurice were confirmed by our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath. So the numbers are as they say they are. So one thing here about this is it's got echoes of what happened in March and April, in which we had high transmission within the community, which led to nursing homes becoming more vulnerable, which led to difficulties for residents there. So that's one aspect of it. The second thing which you heard also spoken by Michael Fitzmaurice was the response. How geared up is the state to be able to respond to incidents like this where there is a dramatic impact on care staff there, whether it's nurses or care staff, and the ability of the HSE or anyone else to provide supports, because obviously within the nursing home context, people can't leave and go elsewhere. The supports need to be brought to them.
Yeah. Day one, of course, of the level 5 COVID restrictions today, but the government's still very much under pressure over those failures in the tracing system over the weekend.
Absolutely. We had today on RT1 earlier on the Chief Executive of the HSE, Paul Reid, and he was talking once again about how this happened. He said he accepted full responsibility for the fact that the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, wasn't contacted. He said that the HSE was endeavouring to deal with the problem when it broke in the media, and this led to this issue where both the Minister for Health and the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, were blindsided by it. But you have a continuing thing among opposition parties where they are continuing to state that this problem isn't just related to those number of days on this particular crisis, because NPHET was warning about it, opposition party leaders have been warning about it week in and week out, and they're still not satisfied that the government is on top of this, despite reassurances that additional staff are coming on every single week to try and deal with the increase in testing, which is happening at the same time. It continues to be a war of words, Brian.
Very good, Paul Cunningham, for the moment. Thank you for that.